Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Rob Archer, in for Vicky Moore. A church in Claremont drawing some praise and some heat over the way a nativity scene is displayed this year, with a figurine separated in cages, the way families are being separated under President Trump's border policy. KNX 1070's John Baird is live in Claremont with a story.
Basically, the nativity scene at United Methodist Church on Foothill Boulevard is using the figurines of Joseph, Mary, and Jesus to make a point about that border separation policy, because the pastor says the Holy Family also had to flee, leaving Nazareth and heading for Egypt. They were essentially refugees too. The display definitely has sparked reactions.
Never have I seen a nativity scene like this, but it's making a very bold statement.
The church's new pastor is Karen Clark Ristine.
It's just evocative. If this is a family that you grew up holding in reverence, to see them treated the way refugee families are, stirs you. Now, other people, it stirs in anger.
She says most people have responded in a positive manner to the display. Others, not so much. Live in Claremont, John Baird, KNX 1070.
California, one of a number of states trying to block T-Mobile's purchase of Sprint, because the critics say your cell bill will probably go up. Let's get more. Here's Craig Figner.
Well, T-Mobile is trying to buy Sprint for $26.5 billion. Federal regulators have already said, okay, sounds good to them. But then 14 state attorneys general jumped in and didn't like the idea, said one less competitor for cell service will equal higher prices for consumers.
The trend of reduced prices for greater amount of connectivity and data will come to an end. We are, in this case, challenging to make sure consumers at the end of the day benefit from allowing the airwaves to be used by companies to provide a service to the public.
That's California's AG Javier Becerra. T-Mobile has tried to quiet critics by saying it will freeze prices for 3 years. Now, this case is being heard, starts this morning in federal court in Manhattan. Trial expected to last about a couple weeks. Back to you.
A man is set to appear in court in San Diego this morning, charged with rehearsing a mass shooting. Steve Homicke was arrested by a joint terrorism task force at the weekend after authorities were tipped off about two YouTube videos showing him in a hotel room with a gun in downtown San Diego.
You drop one mag, you pick up another, right?
But Homicke could tell CBS San Diego in an exclusive jailhouse interview that he meant no harm.
Just my own personal self. I just wanted to express just myself only. I didn't mean for it to be public at all. Nobody else was to see it.
He's saying there that this was meant to be private and just for his own personal use. But threat assessment expert Hal Cordazzi tells CBS San Diego this looked serious to him.
If it had come closer together and had not been reported, no telling what could have happened. And it very probably saved some lives.
He says the video is reminiscent of the Las Vegas shooting, where the shooter used a hotel room to kill 58 people.
The plane that crashed into a home in Upland last month, the pilot died, apparently had an engine stalled, according to the preliminary report from the NTSB. The four-seater was owned by the pilot, who had a Palos Verdes address. It was trying to land at the Cable Airport after leaving Torrance. A witness saw the stall before it crashed. A final NTSB report probably not out for another year or so.
A woman is recovering after she was attacked at her Moore Park Animal Sanctuary. During an event to thank donors and supporters of her conservative group, Patty Perry fell after a Bengal tiger wrapped its paws around her legs. Then she was jumped on by another tiger. Her friend, Michael Bradbury, tells KNX she immediately got some help.
A couple of the staff members that was there helped her out of the cage, and there was a large contingent of firefighters there who are big supporters of WEC. They looked at her from a first aid point of view and told her she really needed to get to the hospital.
Bradbury said Perry had some lacerations on the side of her head and some puncture wounds on her neck, but nothing life-threatening.
A nonprofit in the city of Norwalk might be teaming up to increase housing options for the homeless, particularly homeless vets. Mercy Housing wants to build 60 units, 40 for low-income vets and 20 more for the homeless vets. City is likely to donate the land for the project. All that's left is for Mercy to raise $42 million to pay for the construction. Federal and state grants could provide those funds, but Project Mercy says it probably won't hear about any grants until the summer of 2021.
A man suspected of elder abuse is behind bars after a nine-hour standoff with Orange County Sheriff's deputies. It started yesterday at a home in an unincorporated area in the city of Orange when deputies arrived with a warrant. He refused to leave and SWAT was called in. Sheriff's spokesman says a canine was sent into the home and he was taken into custody. He was taken to the hospital for a dog bite before being booked.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.